Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Highline, our analyst, Gary Wolfel of wolfelspressbox.com. Gary, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. After Chris Middleton was deemed out for personal reasons, and we don't know what the personal reasons are, and I'm not going to even attempt to even criticize one way or the other whether he should have played or not, because I don't know what happened. Could be a family issue, could be
Gary
anything.
Gary knows. I bet Gary knows.
But that's coming off of him, obviously, being...
I love you.
Right. That was him coming off of him being benched in the fourth quarter in overtime the previous game. So once Twitter saw that he was out for personal reasons and saw John Wall was out for personal reasons, everybody jumped to the conclusion that maybe the Bucks and Wizards were going to make a deal. There was no way, no how, I would ever want John Wall on this Bucks team. But we asked the question earlier, you know, would you be okay trading Chris Middleton before the deadline, knowing he can opt out, knowing what his deal is, and that whole thing. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you would trade Chris Middleton, you want something pretty darn good in return.
Like Bradley Beal.
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, the contracts are so far apart. You know, Middleton gets – you know what Middleton's making this year?
What's he at, 12?
15, I think.
Yeah, good guess. 13.
Yeah.
13.
Oh, okay.
Million. So, you know, you're going to have to sweeten the pot and throw a player in there if you want to.
No
get
problem.
Back.
Yeah, because you get Beal back with 2 years of control and not a crazy number.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get Bradley Beal, I'd certainly you know, give it serious thought, because Bradley Beal obviously is one of the best shooting guards, you know, in the NBA.
But you agree, you don't want John Wall either, do you, with that stupid contract?
I would rather have you play point guard for the Bucks.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But, I mean, John Wall's contract is just ridiculously high and out of control, and there's just no way I want that. Plus, on top of that, you hear all these teammates of his do nothing but bash him consistently. He's yelling, screaming at his coaching staff a couple of weeks ago. I just don't want nothing to do with John Wall.
Well, you know, the only people that would be happy about him coming to Milwaukee are the clubs. I mean, the guy spends a ton of money at the club.
And that's fine. I don't really care about that. I'm more concerned about playing with Giannis going forward. And the Bucks have themselves in a position where if they don't trade Middleton and they go into the summer, they're going to have to re-sign Chris Middleton, because they're not going to be able to get anybody else to come here.
Would you be interested in Damian Lillard?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. How's that going to happen?
He's a shooter.
I think this is kind of interesting. And I'm not saying, hey, the Bucks are going to make a trade for Damian Lillard. But from what I've been told the last couple of days, Portland is definitely putting out, you know, feelers to see what they could get for him, because they don't want to keep paying him the money going forward. And then on top of it, I think he's a unrestricted free agent like in 2 years. So, but I'll tell you what, that would be awfully tempting for the Bucks or some other team to, you know, put together for a package for Damian Lillard.
It would have to be Middleton, Brogdon.
Yeah,
and
it would be at least two players minimum.
Well, and you'd have to make salaries work for Lillard. I'm assuming Lillard's probably making a good chunk of change, so you probably have to throw Henson or somebody in there in order to get that deal done somewhere along the lines. Yeah, I'd love Damian Lillard.
But, I mean,
I'd take Lillard.
You know, it would behoove the Bucks to get this situation with Chris Middleton, you know, straightened out, because he's obviously a very good player, and you know, his reputation is going to be tarnished, you know, if they have more issues going forward.
Well, that's just it. I said this earlier in the show, Gary. Okay, so let's say he doesn't play defense in January. Are you going to bench him again and do the same thing all over again? Because eventually you're going to burn that bridge, and he's not going to want to come back.
Well, I mean, he was benched. Okay, Leroy, should I tell him?
Yeah, go ahead and tell him. Break the news to him.
It was more than his defense. He had some issues with a couple of the assistant coaches, I was told. And that played a major role in him not playing last night.
This is the deal then.
I knew it.
If you, as an organization, are thinking now that maybe we don't want to deal with this going forward, then you have to trade him. Then you have to get something for him. You can't just let this dude walk in free agency and not get anything in return.
I mean, it would be, you know, I don't want to go down this lane again. But, you know, Jabari Parker, you didn't get anything in return for him, you know?
Right.
And you get a player like Chris Middleton, who's even better.
Yes.
And you let him walk. I mean, that would be devastating for the franchise.
See, and again, years past this year, Beal makes sense, Lillard makes sense. So a guy like that, then Bucks fan base doesn't go crazy like, oh my God, you traded Chris Middleton and got a bunch of nobodies. Don't do that. But if you can get somebody back of that all-star type quality to replace Middleton's offensive production, and on top of that, you know, be a guard, because look, Bledsoe's a free agent after this year too, Gary, and Bledsoe's having a hell of a year right now.
So is Lopez.
Think of this, Steve. You could have all four of your five starters on another team next year.
Correct. Yes,
you
absolutely.
Be careful. Yep. You know?
No doubt. That could absolutely happen. And that's the thing, that they've got themselves in a tough position here. And if you're Budenholzer, you've got to be talking to your front office going, guys, here I sit. And if he comes, you know, late January, middle late January, and Budenholzer's not feeling Middleton or not feeling some of these other guys, what do you do if you're the ownership? Do you roll with Budenholzer, who you just hired, and say, okay, we're going to trust what you're saying, and we're going to move this guy, even though we really like him? Or do you tell Budenholzer, too bad, figure out how to work with him and keep him? That's going to be a tricky situation if they don't get this all figured out.
Well, the other thing, too, is I talked to a guy that I really, really respect this afternoon, and he thinks Middleton is going to get close to the max.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, you know what the max is?
He's going to get somewhere around 30, 32, whatever it is.
Another team could offer him $35 million a year.
Mm. Yeah.
So if let's say you're the Nets, or let's say you're the
Knicks,
the Magic, you know?
Or the Magic with Hammond, yeah.
Yeah, any of those teams, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And they throw $35 million at him, are the Bucks going to say, we're going to give him $35 million?
But see, that's the other. But see, the other thing about this is, say it's Orlando. He gets to go to Orlando and be the man. That's his team.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I don't care what the Bucks give him financially. It won't matter. He's going to have a chance to go be James Harden in Oklahoma City. Couldn't be the man. Told everybody, watch, I'm going to be the man, and I'm going to kill it. And he did in Houston. And now Middleton might have that opportunity. You know, just because you can give him a bunch of money does not necessarily mean he's going to stay if he's got a chance to go be the man on another team with a general manager and president in Weltman, who he trusts from his time in Milwaukee and Detroit, for that matter.
No question. And there's going to be a bunch of teams that have the money to do it. It's not going to be like last summer where you had basically three or four.
Right.
You're going to have almost a dozen teams that could, you know, go after them. So
that's crazy.
They're in a tough spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I said this next summer is going to be a very difficult one, because you don't want to be left holding the bag with Giannis and a bunch of average Joes around them, and everybody else is gone, and everybody, all these other free agents have signed elsewhere, and there's Giannis going, how in the world did I get myself in this
predicament? No, I believe in John Horst. I'm okay with it, Gary. They're going to do something.
Thank God they got DJ Wilson.
Oh, my God. They were chanting MVP at that game last night.
Well, he should have been.
Shut up. Get out of here. Dude, somebody put it as a screensaver on the computer. Whoever did, it's fired. You just found out
Mitch.
Now. See ya. Okay, we'll take a quick time out. Gary Wolfel, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
Mitch did that?
Yep, Mitch did that.
He won't be on the schedule in January.
Sorry.
Okay. Great Midwest Bank.
Yep. Gary Wolf will join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.